I had the opportunity to spend some time listening to two of the survivors of Huronia while I was in Toronto this year. They came to the Summer Institute for Inclusion through the Inclusion Press. And it was amazing to hear it directly from the people who experienced it. Listening to them talk about how they felt was kind of hard to process. As I sat there, I started to sort of take notes for myself, but not traditional notes. I started to just sort of draw some images so that I could remember what they talked about. One of the things that one of the survivors said was, "I felt like the gristle in the stew." She always felt like she didn't belong, like she didn't have value. She began to then talk about how alone she felt and told a story about when she was forced into a closet, a space that was so small that she could see the wall in front of her and the pipes next to her and the door, and that's about it. And they showed a picture, and that picture was the wood next to the door, and you could actually see the claw marks from their hands trying to get out of that room. People in the room started to become emotional, of course. One of the things that she said was, "Go ahead and cry because your tears will make ripples." And that was also a very powerful statement. Just what she was trying to convey was that it's okay to be emotional, and it's okay to, you know, have things touch your heart, and that without that, you don't have the opportunity to share that story and have an effect on other people.
This is why this training is important. We cannot let what happened at institutions like Huronia and others like it across the globe happen again. You must acknowledge that things have not always been easy for the people you support, but that your attention to preserving the dignity of the person does truly make a difference to make sure what happened in the past does not happen again. You can click here to read the apology that was made on behalf of the residents of Huronia.